The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Nicht so traurig, nicht so sehr.
Hello, Roger. It's Brian. Thanks, mate. Thanks for helping me move in. I know it was a bit awkward moving into the ex-wife's best mate's basement flat. But yeah, it should just be pretty temporary, but yeah, no, it was a bit tricky, but thank you, very grateful. Yeah, it's a pretty good location. I'm only a few streets away from the old place, from the gang. So I bumped into Gavin actually coming back from school the other day, a couple of his mates, which was great. Yeah, so thanks again. I'd love to make it up to you. So maybe a drink at the Wetherspoons or something. I know you're a bit skint at the mo. But yeah, okay. Thanks again, Rog. Speak soon. Bye. Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Sorry to call again, but I just noticed something in the metro. Because I'm sort of in your shoes at the moment. I'm a little bit polo mint myself, and there's something in the metro, it's called clinical trials. It's for men aged between 35 and 50, and yeah, I think we both fit the bill. I mean, you don't smoke, do you? You know, I do a bit, but I can lie. And it's 3 days and three nights, and it's £600. So I just, it's the week after next. I just wanted to see how you're fixed. So, because until the Silk Route Autobahn plan really unfurls itself, I don't think I'm actually going to make any money on it. Although Mandy's been very encouraging about it and has said that she's not going to charge me for the first couple of months, which is really great until I'm back on my feet. But anyway, tell me what you think, and we can move forward. All right, mate. Speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Yeah, no problem about helping you move in there. It's quite a nice place. Well, it will be, I'm sure, once you've added your touch. Yeah, money's tight at the moment, mate. So this clinical trials thing does sound something I'd like to consider. I need a bit of money to take Jamie out, because Claire and I aren't talking at the moment, because Jamie asked the other day if I thought that God existed, and I said I don't think he does, mate. Anyway, he told Claire that, and she went off at me because she said that I should be closing his mind off to you know, to all sorts of things. And I said, oh, anyway, she's a civil servant, so, you know, she's a bit of a stick in the mud. Anyway, mate, give me more information about this clinical trials. Yeah, OK. I'm off to the benefits office now, so it's timely. Cheers, mate. Bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Yeah, look, things have moved on a pace with the clinical trials. I actually spoke to a chap, and we've both got a meeting there early next week. I think we just have to go in and they meet us and talk to us about stuff and take urine samples, blood samples and stuff. But yeah, so we're on the books. So that's good news. So yeah, I hope you're still up for that. And I have to say, mate, I kind of agree with Claire, really. I think it's wise that you tell your children there is a God until they're about 16, and then just they can work it out for themselves. Anyway, give us a ring. Cheers, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Okay, that's good news about the clinical trials. Just a quick one. I don't need to have proof of address or anything like that, do I? Because obviously I'm not living with Claire anymore, and I've moved into Anne, who's a friend of my mother's, and I'm sort of staying on her sofa, and I'm not what you would say. I mean, I'm not registered there or anything like that. It's just a temporary thing. And she's 82, and I don't want to, you know, cause her any sort of grief with paperwork and stuff. So as long as that's, you know, as long as that's okay, I can just literally turn up and they give me cash. That would be great. In terms of Jamie and religion, yeah, you might be right, mate. I don't really know. I'll be honest with you. Parenthood seems to be a bit of a minefield for me at the moment, especially when I'm not living in the house. Anyway, keep me posted, mate. This sounds really good. Thanks for your help.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. So Anne, she's 82, and she's your landlady or what? Anyway, look, I don't think you do need an address for the clinical trials. He didn't mention it, Dr. Afaro. He actually was wondering if you would be interested in doing the sleep deprivation experiment. And also there's a system whereby, I think there's a green, amber, red on the scale of the strength of the drugs they give you and stuff. And I've entered you forward for the red one. Because I think it's an extra 75 quid, and it would be a fourth night. But yeah, I am. I better get going, mate. I've got a conference call with Laszlo, my contact in Sofia. Things are really stepping up with the Silk Route business. I'm going to get a contact in Albania and in Georgia, and so things are really coming on a pace, which is very exciting. Anyway, I just wanted to say as well, mate, that it's a year ago now that we met at Wolfdown Hall, and I cried on your shoulder, and you know, we became friends. So I just want to mark that with the clinical trials. Great. So speaking on, I haven't got Gavin or Lucy this weekend. Liam's taking them dry slope skiing, which is great. All right, mate. Speak soon. Cheers, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Yes, a year ago that we met. What a year it's been. It's been a very tough year. State the bleeding obvious, Roger. but no, I couldn't have got through it without you, mate. And here's to a better next year. You know, I'm in the benefits office as I talk to you, and they finally believe that I don't have a job and that I'm actually legitimately claiming And they've given me appointment to have a meeting the end of next week. So that'll be perfect because I'll be able to finish the clinical trials and then go straight to the meeting. I'll be able to feel quite good about myself. So I suppose I should ask what these drugs are that we're actually testing for. If you can give me any background, mate, that would be... I know there's sleep deprivation, but do you know what the actual drugs are for? Any information, be better to go in there, you know, forearmed. Okay, mate, thanks. Bye.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. Yes, to answer your question, I think it's elephantitis and syphilis and... They're just off the top of my head. I think there's some other things. So anti-inflammatory, I couldn't tell you. I mean, I've got some of the paperwork, but yeah, a bit of an update on that. I can't do the whole course. I can only do that first day, and I'm not going to stay the night, actually. But I am going to do the first one, which I think is a flu cold vaccination thing. But you're on it for the whole hog, buddy. They're really excited about you. I don't think they've had anyone who's up for what you want. Oh, sorry, I was crossing a road. But yeah, look, I'll speak to you soon and I'll give you dates and times, where to be when and all that. But yeah, all very exciting. All right, mate. Cheers. Speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Listen, mate, I've arrived at the drug testing place, the clinical trials place, and it's a hotel room, mate. I thought it would be a hospital or, you know, something, at least a medical centre or something, but it's a hotel room in Paddington. Just wondered when you were going to pitch up. Should I go in or what? Anyway, mate, let me know. Hopefully see you very soon. Okay, bye bye.
Hi Rog, it's Bri. Look, mate, I've had a bit of a thing happened that I can't come. It's a Silk Route thing. It's we've got this import of iron coming to Tbilisi, and that's just a nightmare with paperwork. And I've really just, but so I can't come. But look, don't worry, mate. It's all legit. When I spoke to Dr. Afaro, he gave me a list of options, and I took a certain option, which I put your name forward for. But they're genuinely excited about the possibilities of what can come from this, it might look a little bit unmedical, but I promise you, I mean, I'm sure you, when you meet Dr. Afaro, you'll see that there's absolutely nothing to worry about. So it's great that that ties up with the benefits office, that the night you finish, the next morning you've got the benefits office meeting. I think that's very satisfying. And it's a lot of money for you, mate, and you know, I'm getting a percentage. But anyway, I'll good luck, fingers crossed, and call me when you're able to. All right, mate, good luck. Good luck, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. What day is it, mate? I'm sorry, I don't know. I've just woken up in this hotel room attached to a drip. There's no one else here. I've managed to walk out of bed. I've looked at myself in the mirror and my head has swollen up. I think it must be twice the size. But that's hard to see because my eyes have swollen so badly they virtually closed. I've got large rashes on my legs, which have also swollen up, along with my testicles, which is making it very difficult to walk. I think I need to get to the hospital, mate. They've left £60 on the chest of drawers under a vase, which is some way shorter of the £350 I thought I was receiving for the trials. What day is it, mate? I need to get to the benefits office. How long have I been here? I can't let Anne see me like this. She's 82. She'll have a heart attack. So I need to go to the hospital. Do you think you could come and get me? I was very suspicious when I was the only one doing these trials, mate. I don't know what they put in me. Okay, thanks for all your help, mate. Much appreciated. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Sorry I haven't been in touch for a while, mate. I've been absolutely up to my balls in Silk Route business. I've got a guy I've met called Laszlo. He's a Russian chap, and he speaks very sort of pidgin English, but he was an engineer, which is exactly what I need. And he's on board, so I'm very excited about that. Sorry, you've got a few bumps and bruises from this process, mate. Did you meet Dr. Afaro? He's a very charismatic chap, isn't he? I think he's Egyptian, but maybe that's just because Afaro sounds like Pharaoh. But yeah, he's wired me some money, actually. Anyway, I'll let's have lunch, and it's on me. Great. Okay, cheers, Rog. Hope you're feeling better. Thanks, mate. Bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Mark Haynes and Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.